Oh, stop it.
This is Talkin' Audio.
Let's jump back into it here. New pint, new topic. We'll get into that in a second.
Yes, I waited.
Yeah. Back on my Corona Sunbrew 0.0%. Great source of vitamin D. And possibly, I was going to say the last one, but no, I'll probably have Crush like two, Crush. Three, four, five tonight, tomorrow.
It's the sensation. It's the placebo effect. Sitting around watching sports, I got to sip on something.
Seriously, I'm done with the sparkling water too. Like I've tried, I've done everything. I've accomplished what I set out to do.
Right.
And that's great.
So fuck that.
But I'm done.
Yeah.
And as I was just telling you off the air, like I am literally jonesing for some of my favorite beers that I haven't had in a long time. Like I can taste them right now. So that'll be
nice, Matt.
Exciting.
Yeah. Next week on the Talking Audio Podcast.
I'm going to bring in more.
It sounds like you're going to bring in old favorites. The greatest hits.
No, I'm going to drink the old favorites, but I'm going to bring in a bunch of new stuff for you.
Love to see that. I'm riding here, sticking with it. The Downtime Light IPA from Lake of Bays.
Look at you being consistent.
Why don't we start? Because there's been a couple of things as we continue to observe the shift in the sports media landscape. And I know this is going to be a challenge for you not to mention wrestling, but it's going to be fair to mention it here. As we learned over the last week or so.
I don't even know what you're going to ask me. And
we learned over the last week or so that Netflix has bought two Christmas Day games from the NFL this year. I didn't catch how long the agreement was. It sort of felt like this is a check it out, try it out. You know, feel it out kind of thing. It sounds like the NFL got $75 million for each game. So you can see why they were willing to do business. But as we sort of have talked about before, Netflix is getting ready, you know, to use WWE as their trial balloon. Yep. Look, we can produce live sports-ish shows every week. And in the U.S., for the next little while, it'll just be Raw. But for everywhere else in the world, it's all WWE shows. Their biggest events, their Raws, their SmackDowns, everything else. And so we sort of knew Netflix was kind of wanting to get into this. But we haven't even seen that WWE test balloon launch yet, right? That doesn't come until the first week of January. And they've already managed to convince the NFL, we're ready for your Christmas Day games. Now, I don't know how big of a deal that is to you, right? You're more tied into the NFL than I am, but I know they're working hard to make Christmas Day a thing in the NFL. It's been a thing on the NBA front for quite a while now. I guess you're trying to grab a piece of that. Are you surprised they were willing to go to a place on Christmas Day where you won't flip around? You won't be flipping by it and just happen to see that it's on. Like, this is going to have to be an appointment thing. Does that, or is this just the next step, right? This is just grab an occasion, grab something.
This is an interesting discussion, especially because we're Canadian. So a lot of the, I think if you go back and you don't quite understand if you're Canadian, what the Americans are going through on Thursday nights right now, because we watch Thursday Night Football on
TSN.
Mm-hmm. Who cares that it's on Amazon?
Yeah. Doesn't mean shit does. It will show up on TSN here.
But when you're, and I happen to be in the United States for one of those, and it's a pain in the ass, right? Like that the game is on Amazon.
I guess.
On a third, but
if you're already subscribed to Amazon, it's really not.
Yeah, I know, but not everybody is.
No. And that's the whole point.
As you said, it now becomes appointment that you got to go out of your way to do this.
And you know the Thursday game is going to be shit most weeks. So how
But big it's still
of a
the NFL
are.
And it still matters.
Yeah.
And it should matter.
That's Amazon's strategy, is get you to sign up to watch Thursday Night Football. And maybe you'll stick around for the other stuff, but we don't really care. We got your money now. Like, Right. If you want to watch NFL on Thursday, you'll come.
And I guess my point is that it's not like those games on Thursday have completely gone away because they're on Amazon. Netflix, you can argue, I think, is bigger than Amazon.
Sure.
And is easier for people to, like, more people have Netflix,
I think that's right,
than Amazon. Or other, like, sometimes we're seeing things on Peacock, yep, or different.
Peacock bought one of the playoff rounds back in December, January, whatever.
Where it becomes much harder, or as you said, more, if you're a fan, you have to do something specific to go to these and subscribe to make sure that you get them. And it's just a more difficult process. With Netflix, I think most people have it already. Or if you don't have it, it's something that's not that difficult to go out and get. I think Netflix is different than some of the other streaming services like Peacock,
well, they're the
like
incumbent,
Amazon.
Right? Like, they're already the biggest dog. Everyone is trying to catch up, right, to Netflix.
And they will continue to do that with this deal. And I'm not surprised. I guess the only surprise I have is that the NFL were the ones that said yes.
That
before,
is the big dog, right?
Right, before
but didn't go their whole year. Wasn't Monday Night Football. Wasn't Sunday Night Football. Wasn't the whole package. It's, let's just see what happens on Christmas Day. We'll give you those two games, mm-hmm, which is interesting. That's put your toe in the water, see where it goes. But I wonder, like, this hasn't been a thing for that long. Like, are you much of an NBA guy? I'm not. I've admitted that.
I think I was. The last couple of years have been difficult with the Raptors, yeah, for me to be
I
as
wonder,
engaged as I would like.
Because they've been the Christmas Day, like, they owned Christmas Day, right? Yeah. They would put on a couple of games on Christmas Day. And it sort of feels like, because on Christmas Day, unless you are a hardcore sports fan who, and I don't know, I don't want to cast it, but like, maybe you're spending the day alone. Like, are you really on Christmas Day dialed into,
yes,
oh shit, the Celtics are on at 3 o'clock, okay, or whatever. So just let me finish before I give you the baton here. It feels like on TV, you might have thrown that on to see, we're done the presents, we're sort of, the turkey's cooking, everyone's sort of in that in-between phase where maybe you're having a nap. Someone throws on the TV and you're flipping around, and you're like, oh shit, Lakers are playing. I'll watch that. That won't happen on Netflix, right? There's no accidentally stumbling across it. And I wonder if that might be the difference here, is that you cost yourself that, for lack of a better term, that stumble upon factor. Like, this is going to have to be a point. And I think Christmas is a Wednesday this year, which is already kind of off the NFL radar.
Okay, so what I've learned a lot over the last probably 10 years, and I know it's always been this way, I've just learned how big the gap is. Christmas is not the same in the United States as it is here. And I'm not trying to diminish the people who celebrate Christmas as we do here and other places do.
Yeah.
It's just, having been down for the holidays with Canadians that live in America, and I shouldn't say that because my family are now dual citizens.
Sure.
But to understand what Thanksgiving means to Americans as opposed to Christmas, it's just not the same as what Christmas means.
I'm really surprised.
To us.
Because they seem more religious than, like, I'm not a religious person at all. And yet Christmas Day, I don't know when I would turn the TV on to watch.
Right.
There was a couple of years, 2000, 2002, like in that era, I remember World Juniors would start on Christmas instead of on Boxing Day. Mm-hmm. And I kind of vaguely remember, you know, if things were done at 9, 10 a.m., throw the game. But it wasn't a priority. Like, it wasn't a...
No, because Christmas for us, and especially, well, for me and, say, my age,
yeah,
you didn't turn the TV on,
right,
on Christmas.
Right.
Like, you got to open your presents.
Sort of,
you,
like,
got
your niece
to,
and nephew wants to watch Rudolph because they're...
Right, and yeah, then you'd have family over,
yep,
later on in the day, and then Christmas dinner.
Yeah, it's not a TV holiday.
But down in the United States, especially in the South, it's just not the same. And it's not that it doesn't mean anything. It's just that the 4 days over Thanksgiving mean everything to families getting together.
Right.
And Christmas is just kind of at a secondary level. It's not.
That's so weird to me, though. Do you know what I'm driving at? Because they seem more religious down there, especially in the South.
Well, they seem more everything down there.
I guess. The volume's just turned up on everything.
On everything.
Yeah.
But having experienced Christmas in the United States, yeah, in Florida.
Right.
Okay. So that's where I'm coming at it from.
South enough.
Right? Like, now, experiencing Christmas in Florida is not the same as experiencing
Wisconsin
it in...
Wisconsin or Boston.
Yeah,
or,
I was just going to say New York or Boston, yeah, or anywhere up north, really. But I think it's just not the same. And so the rest of the day where, for us, still means all of this family and all, yeah, of these obligations, for them, it's... Yeah, they're still doing the presents and they're still doing a lot of the things that we would do in the morning. But come the afternoon, they're going to movies. They're doing everything
they can.
That's
a great point. It used to blow my mind. All the big movies coming out in the window, debuting Christmas Day. What?
Right.
Who's going to the movies on Christmas? Apparently it's a thing, man.
Yeah, for them down there, they are.
Yeah.
And so the NBA was smart to get in,
yeah,
on this. And now the NFL is like,
oh, we're getting a piece, yeah, of that.
And as people become, unfortunately, as people become more divided, especially in the United States,
yeah,
than I think we are, it's even more
coming up a little further behind them on the track.
It's so. Even more so that give people something else to do,
yeah,
and they will do it. And now the NFL has decided that, I would even argue, so in the last few Christmases, I know this is going to sound weird, you know what's been on in my house? Netflix. Hmm. Now, a lot of it for like background, either, yeah, music,
sure,
or just an ambiance.
The fireplace channel.
I love when they stoke the fire. It's like everyone stopped. They're stoking the fire. Heaven forbid it
changes.
I've
only ever watched the fireplace channel one time, and it was because one year, and this is for local Rogers TV, we're going to go to a fireplace. It was my buddy worked for Rogers, and it was his fireplace.
Oh, see?
On a loop.
Nice.
And we're like, we got to watch it. We got to watch their fireplace on Christmas Day.
I'm going to recall something, and I don't know that anybody listening will remember this, but I'm telling you, look it up on YouTube. It was the greatest thing I ever came across. When I was flipping through probably 10 years ago now, and there's the fireplace channel, and, yeah, it's like the aquarium channel just started.
The rotisserie channel. Do you remember that?
Dude,
or did I just steal your...
That's what I'm getting
at. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
The Swiss Chalet dancing cup of sauce,
yeah,
with the tune behind it,
yeah,
is the greatest. I watched it for hours. The greatest,
yeah,
thing
I remember that.
Ever. I can't believe you just
I'm sorry.
Came up with that. I never in a million years would have thought you would have guessed that. But I loved that.
Yeah.
The whole point is that even I had Netflix up as far as like ambiance or like,
sure,
a Christmas background with music and,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Here's Home Alone.
And
just
the second you put Netflix on Christmas, that football game will be
it will
front
be the
and
top
center
featured today
for
whatever
everyone
that
to
is.
Press.
Yeah, that's right.
Click.
That's
on.
Right.
Yeah, and they all will have subscribed. I think this is brilliant. I think it's going to do like so well. It's going to blow people out of the water. And that number, when you say it the first time, $75 million
per
you're
game.
Like, are you
not
out?
Not for the day,
right?
Per game,
and you're like, are you out of your mind? $75 million. And I'm telling you, and going back to the wrestling, the only thing I'm going to say about the WWE going to Netflix and getting the deal done first is you're going to look back on that deal and how much they paid and everyone just killing the WWE for doing it. You're going to look back on that deal and go, that's the best deal that ever happened. There's going to be so much value in what the WWE got because Netflix was doing it for the first time,
yeah,
and somebody took a chance on them weekly. That you're going to look back in a couple of years going, what a steal. What a steal. I'm the fact that those games have not gone away when they've been very difficult to find down in the U.S. on Amazon on Thursday nights tells me that this is just going to print money on
Christmas. Well, and it did increase. We talked about that. There was one, I can't remember if it was the AFC or NFC. There was one game in the NFL playoffs. It was exclusive to Peacock this year, and it increased their subscriber. Like, people, everybody pissed and moaned and complained. And,
they bought it.
Yep. So
that's what we do.
Yeah.
Because if you're a fan, you will piss and moan and complain, and you'll do it.
When you look at the way this is all going to shake loose for the NFL next year, they say even if you're not a cable subscriber, so you want to watch the NFL this year on all the networks, all the platforms, you're going to, because you mentioned it, right? The Thursday night is on Amazon Prime, and then there's ESPN games. So you're going to have ESPN Plus, I believe is the name of there.
Yep.
Probably Peacock for the NBC ones. You're at $88 a month just for the NFL. It's getting rich, man. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about on that is we saw earlier this week, it was reported, has not yet been confirmed, but this has been swirling around for a while. The NFL, or excuse me, the NBA, looking like they're leaving TNT.
I know.
And it sounds it sounds like that's going to be ESPN, NBC, and again, an Amazon game. And I guess the last I heard, and again, none of this is confirmed yet, that Amazon was buying the in-season tournament. And congratulations to the NBA
for selling, creating
something that was just games 2 years ago. Just now it's a thing that we care about.
And
we were able
different
to
colors
sell it.
Or something. I'm not
different
sure.
Courts. It's so weird, man.
I don't know why or who won last year.
No.
I have no idea. Don't care.
But good for you, I guess, for getting somebody to pay you money for those games. But that will impact everybody. There will be a couple of Raptors games that are part of that tournament that you will only be able to watch on Amazon Prime. ESPN will maintain their rights, and NBC, I guess, will get what was the TNT inside the NBA, you know, that program we all loved with Barkley and with Shaq. That's a whole other thing. But I it continues to roll out this way. The other part of that package sounds like, and this will be cheesy for all of you Canadians, which is 99% of you, NBC on Sunday night when the NFL season ends will have basketball night in America. Just like the NFL ran out football night in America. And I just can't figure out where they came up with these patriotic, clever names for their programming.
Best theme song ever. Oh, I love Sunday Night Football. Night in America.
Yeah, I just... TNT is about as synonymous now with the NBA as any network has been for any league in quite a while. Again, I'm not a huge... It's hard here in Canada, right? You get sometimes the cross-border broadcast. They just pick it up instead of running their own broadcast if you're not watching a Raptors game. Does the Amazon thing in this element surprise you? The NBA is always... The NFL's this monster, right? And they want most eyes. The NBA, they're willing to experiment a little bit. They're willing to try the hip factor. They'll trust their audience to follow them because it's usually a slightly younger and audience. Yep. Does this, anything about that switch do anything to you, pro or con?
Not to me, but it definitely shows how far we are being removed from, when people talk about cutting the cord, I think those of us that are at least my age and older, we understand it. We hear about it. We know people are doing it, but I don't think we have any idea. And knowing people that are in their 20s and in their 30s that laugh out loud if you ask them if they have cable.
I canceled my cable about 3 months ago. I got to be honest with you. I really haven't missed it very much. Rarely noticed.
But that's super interesting to me because I live, unfortunately, in this PVR world where I just don't... I want the ability to go back and rewind and fast forward and watch things when I want to watch them at the pace I want to watch mm-hmm. them. And cable allows me to still do that.
Well, the timing is interesting for me, right? Because I did it at the last week of March, first week of April, whatever it was. All of the Stanley Cup playoffs were going to be on Sportsnet's streaming service, which right. I had to have anyway to get Leaf games in this market, right? So I yep. already had that. That platform also has the Jays all summer, which is kind of a bummer. I'm going to have to watch that, I guess, also. But there was not much left on TSN. The PWHL playoffs were exclusive to TSN, unless you had YouTube, in mm-hmm. which case it's been free on there the whole time. The World Hockey Championships, you can find other ways to watch. The CFL will get me to subscribe to TSN,
mm-hmm.
but not to cable, right? There was nothing else, and this is, I guess, maybe a statement about my rapid descent into old man territory. Outside of TSN and Sportsnet, the only thing I was watching on cable was CBC News World. That's it. Everything else I got on Crave, or I've got shows I've bought from iTunes or whatever that I'm just rewatching 100 times, or I don't need
really
that much cable, man.
I'm the opposite. I'm a big, and I know this is obviously a sports show, but I can't even tell you how many shows I've watched in the last month. I've watched the entire Amazing Race. Love it.
Not interested.
Love it.
Hate reality TV in general. Just not for me.
Yeah, and that's fair.
Yeah,
but
I understand it's huge. It is for most people.
I actually, one of the best shows that people don't talk about enough, about how different it is from the rest of the shows that are like this, is American Idol. It is maybe my favorite.
I didn't know it was still on.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I remember the first 5, 8, 10 years. Yeah. It was monstrous.
Right. And it completely changed because it used to be a show that mocked people, really. And
yeah, then, the first couple episodes were, here's a couple freaks who can't sing.
Right. And
yeah.
then that was the hook.
Yes.
Like, watch these freaks.
Yes.
And now they almost... They almost don't show world. No on yeah. TV,
yeah.
but the talent, incredible. The girl who just ended, Abby Carter, is going to be a mega, mega superstar.
Yeah.
Like,
I've watched the finales, almost always incredibly talented.
No, the latest girl okay. is probably the best, and I've watched every season,
yeah.
probably the best girl that I have okay. watched in 10 years.
Yeah.
Like,
Ruben Stoddard?
Better than Ruben Stoddard.
No way.
Yep. It's true. But I love American Idol. Okay. I love, and
yeah.
I know you're going to make fun of me. And
I'm not at
I
all.
I don't care, but
everybody watches what they want to watch.
I actually love HGTV. So,
okay.
Yeah, I know.
No.
So
it's not for me, but
when
my
it.
Sister goes down to my parents' place, she disappears to the basement for days on end over the holidays to watch HGTV.
No,
which
but
they
I,
have on
I,
their
I love it. Like
yeah.
on Friday nights, especially, they have kind of like a
cylinders
for lack of a better word. Love they have like
listed.
A
that's it.
I'm just ignoring you. Going to talk.
I would
beach night where it's like they have Caribbean life and they have. Like Mexico life, and they have Bahamas life, and
how are any of those going to be any different?
Because people go to those, what those shows are is like somebody, you and I, going down. We're buying a house in the Bahamas, and then we'll see three.
It's a terrible investment. You and I sharing a house in the Bahamas.
Okay, is it possible though that you and I could
no.
do this? And not have the word investment. I don't care about the return.
You just want to spend some quality time with me?
I care about sitting on the dock on the beach with you,
yeah.
having a beer, telling you how wrong you are about all the streaming sports that we're watching.
Oh, yeah,
no.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
I'll be on a dock in the Kawarthas.
But I actually think it's, yeah, and they have cottage.
I know they do. They filmed one
things.
Not far from our cottage
but
not too long ago.
I love it because
This will sound condescending. It's not meant to. I understand why other people like it. I see the value in these shows. Look at how you can turn this cottage into this. Or look at how you know, you little home renovations things. And I understand why other, it's just not for me. And so I don't need to pay for that on my cable. And when I say it was just TSN, Sportsnet, and CBC News World, I'm not exaggerating.
No, we know that.
I used to like the Comedy Network. It's dissolved into nothing. I used to like CNN. It's no longer particularly watchable. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff.
A lot of people feel like you. And so I'm more the oddball where there are things on cable I still like, and I set everything to the PVR to when I want to watch, let alone all of the wrestling that
sure.
There are other places to watch it.
All my wrestling was still on Sportsnet Plus, so I don't need cable for that.
Yeah. So there are other places that you can go, but when everything becomes more difficult to be able to go and find, the less likely you're going to do all of it.
Right? Well, I just mentioned, $88 just to watch NFL games because I got to have like 4 or 5 streaming services.
Yeah. You're going to start to pick and choose really quickly.
Yeah.
And then it's going to go down.
You're right back to having a cable pack. We've come full circle on this bullshit. Did you see the NHL has moved? Sportsnet has sold the Monday night. They had the national game, right? It used to be hometown hockey. Now it's just Monday night hockey. But they sold that to Amazon Prime because the last 2 years of their national rights holder agreement is the most expensive two. And this has been unquestionably a financial nightmare for Sportsnet. They've botched it since almost day one.
Yep.
So they can recoup a little money by giving that night up and selling that to Amazon Prime. So for Canadian hockey fans, your team, well, unless you're the Leafs, you'll appear there almost every other week. Your team is going to appear there 4 or 5 times a year. And I'm curious what the threshold is that would make you, if you don't currently, because it's not necessarily an Amazon Prime TV subscription. If you're already subscribed just to Amazon Prime for delivery, you may not know this. You already have Amazon Prime TV. You just log in.
You have blown people's minds.
Yeah. If you have Amazon Prime delivery, you already have Amazon Prime TV.
Incredible.
Download the app, log in, you're good to go.
Incredible.
But there will be those who don't. And I'm curious, for you, someone who talks sports in this market with the Sens, what's the number of games that would force you, and maybe you already have it, but if you didn't, to go, fuck, gonna have to do it. Dean Brown and Gord Wilson aren't gonna be enough this time. For 3 games per season, probably is. For 7, it's not. For 9, it's not. What would be the point where it forces you to go, I'm gonna have to get it?
So I don't know that there's an answer to that before the season starts for me. Now, for other people, for other people, there might be. But
if you're a hardcore Sens fan who watches every game, you're probably going to have to do it.
Yeah, but you're going to do it anyway because that's who you are.
Yeah.
And
I don't just mean to, like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. Oilers fans, Canadian hockey fans, we are all subject to this now.
Yeah. So, and that's fine. That's who you are. But I think where it becomes a little bit dangerous is,
you know, she's a little bit dangerous.
One of the best things I ever did on television. Okay. And I need to tell this story.
Do it.
Vanessa Lee, who was the anchor at CTV Ottawa, she was national for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you laughing already?
I kind of want to keep singing.
Yeah, go ahead.
No.
But I was doing sports on CTV, and it was late. It was a Sunday night. It was like 11, I don't even know what time, 11:30, right? Sunday night. And in my mind, it's like, if you're working and you're sitting there and you've been basically watching the games and doing the highlights, and now it's 11:30 and people are waiting for sports for 11:50. Like, if you don't know right now, you've either gone to bed or so. And Vanessa was so good at her job because she wanted to be national, and she was just this like consummate pro, but one of those people that you almost couldn't get to smile sometimes. Right. like, Vanessa, lighten up. It's 11:57 on Sunday night. It's okay. You know what I mean? Like, but she was so serious, so good at her job. We're on a commercial break, and I turn to her, and she's coming back, and she's going to throw to sports to me. And about 20 seconds left before, I turned to her and said, Vanessa, what's your favorite, like, guilty pleasure group? Like,
yeah.
Band that you listen to.
Sure.
She looks at me like, why? I'm like, just say it. Yeah. Like, just
hit me.
Roxette.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Bangers.
I am getting at least 5 Roxette songs into these sports highlights. And I probably will get more. And she's like, you wouldn't do that. Okay. Vanessa, just so you know, I have no script.
Right.
Right? Like, cause I
and
used
it's
to
11:30 on a Sunday.
I used to do all
I
the
got nothing to
I
lose.
Used to do all the highlights and just watch them and talk. And it drove producers crazy because I wouldn't write anything in the script. I would just know, okay, I've watched the highlights. I know that Bo Bichette gets a single that scores 2, and sure. I know, you know, the Blue Jays win 5-1, and I know the highlight pack's a minute long. Like, I can talk through it, and it'll be fine. But there I am, and so, like, you know, Bo Bichette looking dangerous at the plate.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the Blue Jays faded like a flower tonight. And but I did 5 or 6 or 7. And then I finally turned around. The camera comes back on me at the end. And I'm like, and Vanessa, that is your look at sports. Okay? Totally deadpan. It was probably like the 7th title I got in.
Yeah.
She couldn't talk. She was laughing so hard she couldn't throw to break. They just threw to break. Because she couldn't even spit out a word that I had done 7 or 8. And the fact that I got her to crack was and I deadpanned the whole thing.
Yeah, like, of course.
If you didn't know Roxette,
you might not have even known.
You would never have even known.
Yep.
And I think I did 7 or 8 songs, like, off the top. It was just.
Oh, I've done 1 or 2 of those too. It's
just
fun,
incredible.
Right?
Incredible.
Well, I was sitting here with Vanessa Sanchez in studio one day, and she mentioned something about Celine Dion. So the whole tee up was just in Celine Dion song titles. I guess more recently, just a couple of weeks ago, when the new Tay Tay album came out, man, which I enjoyed. Loved the new Taylor Swift album. And if you don't know Taylor Swift, you probably go, this is a weirdly long monologue he's giving before he throws to Rob. But if you did know that album, you were like, oh, I see what he's doing. And yeah. It was all stupid stuff, like, because it was coming off a loss, I think, Game 1 to the Bruins. It was, I don't know how, but the Leafs go down bad, which was a song title, to the Albatross, which was I don't even want to talk about it, but I can do it with a broken heart, which is another, and you're just sort of, sometimes you do it to amuse yourself as much as anybody else.
Because who's watching at 11:57 on Sunday night to find out how the Jays did that night? Like, you watched the game.
Yeah,
and you
game's been over since 4
o'clock. You went to bed 5 hours ago.
Right.
Anyway, so much fun. Things like that.
Yeah.
To get done. So when you're singing Roxette there, that was.
It's a guilty pleasure band for me, for sure.
Oh, 100%. I love Roxette.
Yeah. Lee's got the look. I don't remember what I had asked you. Something about, how many games it would take.
So.
To the sense soccer, to the sense rules.
No, but
like
but going back to the Jays,
we weren't talking about the Jays. We were talking about how many games it would take.
Okay, but let's just say it was the Jays, or let's just say it's the Sens. And
have you subscribed to Apple TV for any of their Jays specific games?
I'm going
to
wait, and now I'm not because they're out. And if the Sens start 2-10, I'm not subscribing to Game 46 that ends up being.
Sends Blue Jackets on Tuesday, or, well, it's a Monday night.
And good for you if you do that. That's amazing.
That's being a fan.
Right.
Yeah.
I actually congratulate you. I'm just saying I'm not going to do that at the beginning of a season. I am going to wait a little bit more to see how much those games matter at the time for me to sign up. So I'm not sure that there's a threshold for me specifically.
Right.
It's either I believe in this team and I'm sort of in on the ride, and then I'm going to join, and it probably doesn't matter what the number of games is. I'm going to join because I'm in.
On the joyride more See? Than the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. On fire.
Last thing for you then, man. In this same area.
Yep.
I don't remember if you and I have talked about this or not, but they have signed a deal, the NHL has, with Amazon to produce a documentary series starting in the fall. It's going to be different than focusing on a team, which they've done before, these Road to the Winter Classics they've done, like things like that, which often enough have turned out pretty well. This is going to be focused on 10 or 12 different stars around the league. They're going to follow them. And they will. They haven't announced how many episodes it will be, but the concern for me would be that NHL stars are often pretty boring. Do you think there's enough star power in the league? Would you avoid the top stars like Nathan MacKinnon and Connor McDavid, the best like two of the top 5-8 players in the world? Mm-hmm. Are they interesting to follow around with a camera all day and see them warming up? Or would you maybe avoid that kind of very, very tippy top tier and go to somebody you think is going to be slightly more interesting? The only name I've seen confirmed, and this is because I'm a nerd for this shit, is Willie in Toronto. Nylander's going to be one of the guys. Mm-hmm. And to me, that makes more sense than following Austin Matthews. I know Matthews is a bit of a fashion guy and this and that, but he doesn't come off as particularly interesting, right? Whereas Willie feels like there's kind of a mystery there. I wonder what that guy does with his off time. Do you think there's enough personality in the league to do something like this, or is it too much hockey culture that is going to hold something like this back from working?
Every time I think it's going to work, the hockey culture rears its ugly head.
Yeah.
Because guys just don't want to get too far out of line. And it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So while I want it to work badly,
yeah,
the answer to your question is you have to follow McDavid and MacKinnon around.
Yes,
because you have to hope that you get something.
Ooh, he's trying a different type of kale today.
Yeah. More than dull. You have to hope that that's possible.
Yeah.
But where you have to hit a home run is you really got to focus in on the people who you think are going to elevate to that next kind of star.
Be stardom.
Like, yeah. They're already a star in hockey, but now they can cross over.
Like last year, we saw Matthew Tkachuk do the NBA on TNT panel, and he came off really well. He was really fun. Like, I hate that guy, but he's really funny. He was really entertaining. You got to find the next one of those guys that we already know is a good hockey player, but would be really entertaining on camera.
Right. And really, I think the answer is more in the families. So you talk about the Tkachuks.
Yeah.
Talk about the Hughes.
Sure.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You get Jack and Quinn and Luke, and I mean, Jack's a character for sure.
100%.
But mix in other great players that the families, and you get them, you get these families to become a little bit more than, like, do you really think Matt and Brady are afraid of what people are going to think of them, and mix in Keith with them? If you can get the Hughes there as well.
Yeah.
That's where I think you got a chance to break out into some of these things that people are going to go, oh, okay, now, you know, Luke and Jack play for,
'cause the whole
play
point
for New Jersey.
It's pretty clearly, can we do what F1 did? Right? Can that's clearly
well,
all of these.
The answer is no in the NHL. You can't.
And I guess that's the whole ball game, right? Like, can you get the I watched. I think you and I have talked about. I'm not a golf guy at all. I watched season one of Netflix, the Full Swing.
Full Swing.
I was pretty entertained by it. I thought, but it didn't do shit for me. It did not get me to watch one more golf tournament.
Right.
I will watch season two of Full Swing,
but it won't make you watch golf.
No. And you're saying that's sort of where you think this is going to land with on the hockey thing.
Unfortunately, I want it to be different.
Yeah.
I want the answer to be different. I just don't know that hockey has nearly the worldwide, like F1 is so worldwide.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's so easy for somebody to sit down. And the other thing about it that I think sports have a chance to take advantage of is like F1 races once a week, and it's 90 minutes. And the advantage that they have in their sport is that families who don't give a rat's you know what about sports or anything sit down, they watch this Netflix special, and they go, okay, so when is the U.S. Grand Prix?
Right.
Okay, so it's Sunday, and they're up with their kids,
yeah.
And it's a lot of the F1 races, as you know, in Europe or out, you know, in the Far East, yeah. they're on it. You know, 7, 8, 9 in the morning in North America.
I remember that being jarring to me as a Twitter guy, man. I went from waking up on Sunday mornings and no one on my Twitter ever talking about F1.
Right.
To throughout the pandemic, or coming out of that, when that series had aired, to what the hell happened? Everyone on my Twitter suddenly watching F1 yeah. but me.
Right. And, like, and everyone that I know that has kids that, you know, are 13 and below.
Yeah.
That don't care about sports at all, but sat down and watched the Netflix.
Right.
Special on Sundays when they're up with their kids anyways and it's 9 in the morning, race is on and yeah. it's over at 10:30.
Yeah.
And that's your whole commitment for the entire week.
Well, it's funny, and when you do look at these other golf and tennis ran out and did it right afterwards, those are far more international
yep.
than our big four North American sports.
Yep.
Right.
But unfortunately, why the NFL works and why that show for F1 works is because you are not asking people to commit three, four hours times a week at 3 hours yeah. a time where the teams might be on the West Coast and yeah. they don't play until 10 o'clock.
In the morning, or it's in the middle of putting the kids to bed. Or
like,
yeah.
If you wonder why the NFL works, because your favorite team plays one time a week for 3 hours.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can schedule that.
And it's usually...
4 o'clock.
Four Sunday. O'clock or 1 o'clock yep. or maybe a 7 o'clock start
yep.
every once in a while.
But like twice a year. You can negotiate with your wife. She'll put the kids to bed that Sunday.
Right. And
it's not
the F1 race is on 9 a.m. till 10:30, and then there's no more commitment.
Yep.
When you are asking point, people to commit 3 and 4 times a week because yeah. hockey's 82 games and yeah. the NBA is the same and Major League Baseball, they play every – you can't – like, if I'm going to sit down and I'm going to invest in, say, like, my guy, Jack Hughes. I love Jack Hughes.
Yeah.
Right? I think he's worth investing in as a character
sure.
in the National Hockey League. But now I got to find out that the Devils play 3 times this week and they...
They're out west the whole time. We're right. on the California road.
But even that they're home on a Monday night and yeah. the game and they're playing Anaheim and I don't really against know anything Ron. About it. Like, right. Yeah, good point by you. But... Like now it's work, and if I lose the fact that I'm staying with it, the sports that work when we do this kind of stuff are the sports that don't ask you for a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
And when you give the hour and a half, you're not missing anything by the next week. So now I'm invested in Norris, the driver, okay?
Sure.
Because of all, and he won a couple of weeks ago and everyone went crazy and It was amazing for mm-hmm. people, right? People were texting me. They're on the edge of their seats. They can't sit down. I'm like, try. No one, nobody will pass anybody in the next 6 laps.
Yeah.
And the cars won't fail and the pit stops will be 3 seconds. I don't even know why you like this sport. But that's how invested they are.
They are yeah.
And so they're up, they're watching. And now it's 10:30 on a Sunday morning. Their guy has won and they don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Until next Sunday at 9 a.m.
Right.
That's how these things work. When you ask people for too much of a commitment,
TV.
They get
did
lost.
Did you like Lost? Did you, so that was weird.
Yeah.
Did you like Lost? Did you like 24? Did you like whatever your favorite TV show used to be? That's the way we're programmed to watch these things, right? It was appointment viewing,
mm-hmm.
whatever it was, Thursday night at 8 o'clock. I loved 24. That was my favorite show for a long time. Once a week. I'll be there.
Wow. See, I was going to go like Cheers and Seinfeld and Frasier and okay. all the
well,
Thursday night.
Similar vintage.
Cosby Show.
The Cosby
and
Show. Sure.
You're like, oh, at 24. Yeah. Like, that was way past my time. But yes, it used to be Thursday night.
An appointment. This is my show. The yeah. Simpsons, 8 o'clock every Sunday night.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to miss it.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, with sports, especially the NBA and the NHL, this week it's Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday, and you got to keep track of it. And one of those games is going to be at 9 o'clock, and the other two are at 7:30. You do ask a lot of sports fans, and sports fans are used to it. But if you're going to convert people off of series like this, you got to make it easy for them. And I think you make a great point that you finish binging the series or watching one episode every couple of days, whatever you want to do. You turn around Sunday morning and watch the final of the tennis tournament or the F1 whatever. Right. Or
so it's just I'm just going to end it with the fact that I've just basically crapped on the fact that it won't work in the NHL and it won't work.
They're going to choose John Tavares. It's not going to be interesting, and it's going to be that.
Well, his bed sheets will be interesting. But I will leave you at least with a positive.
Okay.
With all of what we just said.
Yeah.
CFL. Get your shit together.
Right around the corner.
Because this, what we're just talking about, why F1 works, why the NFL works, these shows. Like, if I watch Full Swing, and I didn't watch it because I'm not that interested, but if I did watch it, then all of a sudden I got to commit to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and some guy's playing in Cleveland.
The favorite's getting arrested upon his arrival.
Yeah, but he's still playing. Yeah. I don't understand. I don't really care either.
Yeah.
Like, he's still the number one golfer in the world, and why somebody, like, he's just trying to get into the club, and I don't really care that he kind of ran somebody over or didn't, or I don't know. But my point is that it's hard to follow. Unless, if you're a golf fan, you're going to watch anyway.
Yeah.
But if you're a convert, now I got to find out how my golfer did Thursday and Friday when I didn't have time. And then if he is in contention, then I got to commit all day Saturday and all day Sunday to some...
Or worse, I found out my favorite guy didn't even make it.
Right.
Who gives a shit about this weekend?
Exactly. Or no, it's the fifth major. Right. Like, they're all the fifth major. They all tell you it's important.
Waste management.
Yeah. So the point is CFL, you play once a week. You have interesting people in your league that can tell great stories. Mm-hmm. This should be made for you.
Unless you're an Ottawa fan, in which case it's been a tough watch. We're optimistic it'll be better this year. We'll see what happens.
We still live in a town, you and I, whether you like the teams or not.
I do like that team.
Yeah. We still live in a town where it is May 2024. And the last playoff game of any sort was the Grey Cup in 2018.
The P-Dub came so close.
But they didn't,
choked
Matt.
Choked it away.
Just
choked
like they away. All do, they choke it away. Okay?
That was universal, man. I've been all over the place. You know this. I watched the Leafs go down, and then I watched my Ottawa hockey team go down, and then I watched the Generals go down.
Yeah, but you got to
down.
Watch playoff games that matter to you. People in Ottawa have not seen
That's
a
true.
Playoff game with their team in it since 2018.
Yeah. Pretty rough going.
Oh, my God. How people are even half committed.
I can see why they churned through another PR guy.
Is beyond me how you're still committed, but good for you. That's amazing. Fandom. And the fact you're going to get hopefully what you deserve coming up at some point.
Yes.
So the Red Blacks are up next. Okay.
God help us all.
The next chance for a playoff game.
Yep.
6 of the 9 teams, Matt, make the playoffs. Only 3 don't. Like, 3 just fall down. You make the playoffs. But you haven't done it in 6 years. You better do it this year.
Didn't you promise us a positive?
Yes, that the CFL doing a show like that would be the best thing to ever happen to the league. To the show people, there's so many interesting people in that league.
It's going to be broadcast on, I don't know, Show Me Still a Thing.
Okay, now you're crapping on it, okay? Good thing, though, I'm very happy to hear what Red Blacks have a bye in week one.
Can't lose. I hate that.
They can't lose?
I want to start with everybody
else.
No,
they can't lose. Okay.
Okay? Okay.
I can't wait till they're in first place by themselves.
Yeah.
They will be.
Still undefeated after week one.
Oh, they're going to be 0-0 and in first place, lock it in by themselves. Every other team will
lose. They'll probably be behind the teams who win week one.
But I'm saying the Argos, Ticats, and Alouettes all lose.
Okay. First in the division.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What did I say?
You just said first place, but.
Well, that's, yeah, you fair, know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I
meant. Yeah, fair enough. That's where we're going to wrap this up, because.
Go Red Blacks.
This has not been the positive ending. That
it is. They're going to get themselves a deal to be on a show like this that you talk about, mm-hmm. with the NHL.
Sure.
And we're actually going to find out that the league's interesting.
Follow Joshua O'Connor on your social media feeds. That's how you're going to get the behind-the-scenes goods on the Ottawa Red Blacks. Guy does a fantastic job. I'm not sure if we're going to get another full season of Behind the R.
We don't deserve the job that he does.
Honestly, incredible. So give him a follow. It's at Arms Race Pro. We'll link to that in the show notes because it's not super easy to remember. For Lever, my name is Matt Robinson.
Next week, I'm drinking real beer.
Going drinking. Have yourselves a great rest of the week. I don't have anything to wrap this show up with. I am just drawing a blank. Normally, I try and come up with something reasonably clever. We appreciate the fact that you have all joined us on this joyride.
Thanks for showing up. It was fucking amazing. Sorry.